Hello, everyone, and happy Friday or whatever day of the week it is that you're listening to this on. I am your host, Kennedy C., Kennedy Castillo, and this is Simply Kennedy. Welcome back. It's been a hot minute, but we are back. Thanks for tuning in. This is, if you're new here, this is the podcast where I talk about everything happening in the world of pop culture each week. Been on a bit of a hiatus, but we're only making things bigger and better, so we're back. We're here. It's happening. This is it. So welcome back if you're not new here. And if you're new here, welcome. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Today, I would start out the episode coughing. Oh, okay. Today, I'm not even going to edit that out. I love leaving my bloopers in. It's so fun. But today, we are talking everything in the world of pop culture this week. And I think we should start with the Super Bowl, which was on Sunday. Now, I've got to preface this by saying I'm not a big Super Bowl fan. I'm not a big, you know, football fan. I guess I watch the Super Bowl every year. It's kind of like the Olympics or the World Cup. Or something like that. Like, it's just this big event, the World Series even. So I'm interested in it, but I'm not like a big fan. Don't know much about it, but I gotta say I was really into the, I think I really thought the 49ers had it from the beginning, just based off of the, how the first half of the game went and everything. And by the time the end of the game came and they were in overtime, it got really interesting. And I have to say, even as someone who's not, like, super passionate about football or who's, like, not a big fan or really sometimes doesn't even understand exactly what's going on, I have to say I was thoroughly intrigued. I was entertained. I don't think I've ever been entertained by the actual football aspect of the Super Bowl, like, ever. And maybe this had a little bit to do with Taylor Swift, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I gotta say, the overtime and the suspense of it all, I was like, oh, I get why people enjoy this. So that was good. And then the halftime show was Usher, and I gotta say, and this might be a little controversial, people might disagree, and that's okay, y'all are welcome to disagree, anchor.fm/KennedyC, leave me a voice note with your opinions, anything you think, and I'd be happy to hear you or to even play you on the air and give my opinion, but my opinion here is that it wasn't the greatest halftime show. One of my favorites of all time will always be J-Lo and Shakira. That's just one of my favorites who, by the way, we're going to talk about them a little bit later because they both got some new stuff coming up. But anyway, yeah, I was a little underwhelmed. I liked, you know, he brought on a bunch of guests, which I think is nice. I know Rihanna last year didn't really bring any guests, and I always think it's nice to share the stage, to bring some guests. Well, I was like a little disappointed Justin Bieber wasn't one of those guests. Yeah, I'll admit it, I kind of was, but that's okay. But overall, I just felt a little underwhelmed. Obviously, a lot of people were talking about Alicia Keys and when she first started singing and how she just missed that note. She had like a voice crack or something. It's now been edited out of the YouTube upload of like, oh my goodness. This is the second podcast I'm recording today and I keep dropping things in the middle of the podcast. Sorry, guys. Let me just put everything down before I drop more things. But anyway, yeah, so she like missed a note. It's been edited out of the replay on YouTube, but I know a lot of people were talking about that. You know, on the one hand, I'm like, her microphone was on, you know, good for her singing, you know, she saved herself. But on the other hand, I see why people are kind of like, really? Like that happened? So yeah, I see both perspectives. I thought the halftime show was okay. I didn't think it was the best. It was just mid. That's how I'll describe it. It was mid. And if anyone has a problem with that, I'm so sorry, but that's just my opinion. As for, you know, what everyone was talking about, Taylor Swift, you either love her or you hate her. I gotta be real. I'm a Swiftie. I'm not like a diehard Swiftie, you know. There are things Taylor does that I don't agree with. But I was interested to see her there. And of course, there was a lot of footage that came out of her. And then of course, afterwards, at the after party, there was even more footage that came out. She was there with Blake Lively and Ice Spice, Riot, Lana Del Rey. So yeah, she did bring, you know, a star-studded group of friends with her. I gotta say, I love Blake Lively. This isn't the first game she goes to with Taylor. She actually, her and Ryan Reynolds had gone to another game with Taylor. And I don't know, Blake Lively just looks like so much fun. Like, I would love to party with, like, Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, and Selena Gomez. Like, honestly, yeah, I think that was a great choice to take with her. But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs won. We got a lot of footage of Taylor. She had just come from Japan and then went to Australia straight away. So she's been booked and busy, and as she should be. And also, the Eras Tour movie is coming to Disney Plus in March. So that is a very pleasant surprise that I saw it in theater, but I actually got there late and I missed the first two songs. And I actually love Cruel Summer. It's one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs. So I'm glad that it'll now be on Disney Plus, and Cardigan will now be included and a few other songs. So I'm very excited about that. And Taylor Swift is now in Australia, and she played the biggest show of her career for 96,000 people yesterday. Sabrina Carpenter opened up for her, so little sidetrack there. But back to the Super Bowl really quickly before we get into, I have a lot of stuff about music and a little bit about like movies as well. But the Super Bowl parade, I just want to acknowledge, since we are talking about the Super Bowl, the victory parade for the Chiefs in Kansas City. Obviously, they're, you know, there was a shooter, one person died, several were injured, and, you know, there's not much I can offer on this podcast, but I want to acknowledge that this happened, and that it should have never happened, and that in this country, there's been so many, I mean, going to school, going to church, going to the grocery store, going to the movie theater, going to a public event like a parade, and people have lost their lives, innocent people, for no reason. And so it's necessary to acknowledge this and to say that we should do better. We need to do better. Obviously, I have no power in that other than just voicing my opinion, but I will voice my opinion and say that changes need to be made to prevent anything like this from happening again. And, you know, I know this doesn't provide any comfort, and this is just a thing people say that just feels just like it's just something people have to keep saying. But all I can say right now is my thoughts and prayers are with those people, and I hope that their families are able to find comfort, and I hope that those who were injured are able to heal, and everyone there, you know, even those who maybe didn't get a physical wound, I hope that they are able to find some peace and to heal from whatever, however they're strained mentally because of the situation. But I just wanted to mention that. I didn't want to talk about the Super Bowl and not acknowledge what happened. I think that would be a little just very, very wrong of me to do. So anyway, moving on from the Super Bowl, I'm have a lot of stuff regarding music to talk about. So first of all, actually on the day of the Super Bowl, Beyonce released two new songs that nobody was expecting. But you know what? Queen Bey, Queen B, Queen, she can do whatever she wants. So she released Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, which I gotta say, look, I'm not a big country music fan or listener. I am from Texas, just like Beyonce, but I'm just not a country person. But I listened to Beyonce, except Dolly Parton, by the way. I will always be a country person for Dolly Parton. But anyway, I listened to Beyonce's new songs, and I actually thoroughly enjoyed them, and I'm very excited. Renaissance Act 2 comes March 29th, and it will be a country album, and I just love Beyonce sort of just returning to her roots. She is from Texas. I think I love this, and there's not a lot of black women in country music, and so I really love the fact that she is exploring this genre. And I know there will be a lot of people who don't accept it from her, and just people who are just haters and just like plain racist, but I am very excited for Beyonce's country album, and I want to see what she does. I like the two singles. So March 29th, very exciting too, because I don't think anyone was really expecting this, you know. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but very excited about that. And I saw some theories that perhaps like each, like, she's going to do Renaissance Act 1, 2, 3, I think like up to 4 maybe. And each one is going to be a different genre of music that was stolen from black people. And that's the Renaissance. So I think that's a really cool theory, and I hope that's true. That'd be really cool. And then another new album that was just announced is Shakira is releasing her new album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran. And that comes out March 22nd. And this line, I think, is a direct reference to her song with Bizarrap that she did, that was obviously pretty much a diss track to her ex-husband. And I really love that song. That's actually, last year, I think I put it as my number one favorite song of the year. If you haven't heard that episode where I did that, that was the New Year's episode. Go check that out. But I love that song so much. And if you don't understand Spanish, like, look at a translation of the lyrics, just how savage she was. But also, you know, very rightfully so. I love it. So I'm really excited to see what she does with the album. I think it'll be very interesting. And I really just want to see where she takes it. And then also announced is Selena Gomez on February 22nd, so that is next week, I believe, she's releasing a new single, Love On, and I know a lot of people don't, there's a lot of mixed opinions when it comes to Selena, but I will say I really loved her last single, which was called Single Soon. I thought it was great, I thought it was catchy, I love singing along to it, so I'm excited to see what this new song is. And I just love Selena Gomez doing music, you know. She's, obviously, I think she's known more as an actress. She's got that Wizards reboot coming up. She's got Only Murders in the Building. I think at least one other thing, too, in terms of acting. And so I'm very excited to see what she does with music as well. I think she does great. And then the last kind of music thing before I move into some other stuff is Olivia Rodrigo. She's taking off on the Guts tour that starts next week. I tried to get some tickets and they've been incredibly sold out. But one thing I like that she did is she did Silver Star tickets, which were basically $20 tickets for fans. And the whole thing about them is that they could not be transferred or resold. You have to pick them up at the venue on the day of the concert with your ID of the person who purchased them, obviously. And I just thought this was a great way to help fans get tickets, also at an affordable price. The only catch is that you don't know what seats you're getting until that day, which I think, you know, that's a little bit, I like knowing where I'm going to sit. But other than that, I think this was just something great she did. I unfortunately did not get selected for those tickets. Really sad about that, actually. I've been such a big fan of hers. Even before Driver's License came out, she was my number one artist on Spotify in 2019. And yeah, I was a little bit bummed that I didn't get to see her on Sour Tour. Those tickets sold out. Now Guts. But it's okay. I will be seeing maybe if there's a live stream or something, and we'll see what's up with that. And then one cool thing though I think she's doing to promote the tour is she actually is collaborating with Crumble Cookies, which is a big franchise. Personally, I'm more of an Insomnia Cookies girl, but that's besides the point. But she is collaborating with them, and she did like a special like Guts tour cookie. And so every city that she's in for tour, Crumble Cookies will be selling the Olivia Rodrigo Guts Tour cookie that week, which I think is a really fun, cool thing to do, and I think just gets people excited, and great promotion, I think. Great fun collab, and the cookie is like, it's like purple, and it's got sprinkles, and it's just very Olivia, very Guts. I love what they did there. Now, moving on from music into some other things, we got an announcement yesterday about who the co-chairs for the Met Gala are going to be, which very fittingly last night they happened to be showing Ocean's 8 on TV, and I was watching it, which is the one with Sandra Bullock and Rihanna and Mindy Kaling and a whole bunch of really great actresses, and it's all about the Met Gala and a heist. Anne Hathaway's in it too, so anyway, that's neither here nor there, but anyway, the co-chairs of this year's Met Gala are going to be Zendaya, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth, which I think is a very great mix of people. I think these might be my favorite co-chairs in several years. First of all, Anna Wintour and the Met, they said, we're getting Zendaya back if we have to make her a co-chair, and I approve of that because Zendaya can do no wrong when it comes to fashion, and I can't wait to see what she does, and it's just a guarantee that she will be at the Met Gala, which I think is pretty safe to say that now we can say Tom Holland will be there as well. So I'm very excited to see what Zendaya does, and I think she's also just the perfect co-chair. Like, if there's anybody who knows fashion and who can really like contribute to this event, it's Zendaya for sure. J-Lo, I think another good choice. Personally, I haven't really been a fan of some of her Met Gala outfits in the past, but I think because she's a co-chair, she'll kind of push the envelope, and I'm really excited to see what she does. Bad Bunny, I'm just such a huge fan. And I think he's not afraid to push the envelope when it comes to fashion. I think he'll do something really unique and fun, and I can't wait to see it. And Chris Hemsworth, you know, I don't know enough about his fashion to know what he might do, but I'm excited nonetheless to see all of them and what they wear and how the event goes and whatnot. And obviously that's the first Monday in May every year, so we'll have to wait a little bit, but I can't wait. I love the Met Gala every year, and I will be live streaming for the third or fourth year in a row on my YouTube channel the night of the Met Gala, all my reactions and whatnot. And the theme, by the way, is the Garden of Time. That's the theme of the fashion. The exhibit is Sleeping Beauties, but the actual theme of the, like, of the gala itself and what they want people to wear is the Garden of Time, which I think could be really fun and really playful. I think there are a lot of ways you could go about that. So I'm hoping we see some fun, creative looks, hopefully better than last year. Now, last few things, just some stuff about movies really quick before we end today's episode. And I do have an announcement at the end of the episode. Nothing, it's not negative or positive, it's just something to tell you guys. But anyway, we got the Wicked trailer actually during the Super Bowl, the first look at Ariana Grande in Wicked, and I'm excited to see the film. I love Wicked. It's been a long time since I saw it. I saw it back in at the end of 2017. It was practically 2018, but I saw it in 2017. No, I'm sorry, the end of 2016. It was almost 2017. I was there for New Year, and I saw it in West End in London, but I haven't seen it in a really long time. I don't remember a lot of details, but I saw some things. For example, the slippers that Dorothy's wearing, they're not ruby red. They are accurate to the original, which is silver, actually. So that's kind of cool. There's just different elements, different things that look good. I'm not the biggest Ariana Grande fan at the moment. I just don't like certain things about what she's done and her character recently. So, you know, I don't love that. But I am excited to see the film. I think the trailer looks promising. Of course, it's just a trailer, so there wasn't too much to go off of. But I'm excited to see it. The only other thing is they're splitting it up into two parts. And I think that was kind of an odd choice. I think it definitely could have been a one-part movie. Especially because a lot of people really like the first half of Wicked more than the second half. So I don't know if the second half needed its own movie, but we're gonna see what they do with it. I'll probably review it here or on my other podcast, Simply Screen Reviews, anchor.fm/simply screen reviews, by the way. But I'll review it at some point. So we'll see. We also got a new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, which they're officially making their MCU debut. Look, you guys are not going to believe this, but I've never seen any of the Deadpool movies. I apologize for that. I'll get on that. I promise I'll get on that. There was just like a phase where I was like, oh, it's not part of the MCU. I'm not watching that. Now I'm literally going to see Madame Web this weekend, which is probably a big flop, but we'll see. I haven't seen Deadpool, but I've heard good things about it. I've seen certain clips, things that I know it's funny. I know they break the fourth wall. Ryan Reynolds is great. So I'm very excited to see Deadpool and Wolverine enter the MCU. I'm excited to see, you know, where it goes, what they do. The trailer looked very promising, like I said. We get some fourth wall breaks. Of course, it wouldn't be Deadpool without the fourth wall breaks. And even though I haven't seen Deadpool, I know that for a fact, even within the comics. So that's exciting. We got that to look forward to this year as well. And then the other thing from Marvel is that they announced the new Fantastic Four cast. They announced it on Valentine's Day, and it's Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and I'm going to get this last name totally wrong, but Eben Moss Batrach. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to say it, you guys. But we do have an announcement of the cast. Fantastic Four is officially joining the MCU. And I gotta say, I'm really excited about Pedro Pascal. Like, I just love Latinos, especially in superhero movies. There's not a ton of representation. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. I'm really not a fan of the original Fantastic Four movies. But I do think there's a lot of promise within the comics. Like, I think they could do good. So I'm very excited to see what the MCU does. I am kind of seeing the resurgence of the MCU. I think after Endgame, there was kind of this dip. I think other than maybe like Spider-Man No Way Home, there was just this dip where Marvel movies were just not the same. I think they were just trying to pump them out too fast, and there was just too much going on and no real plan for the future, in my opinion anyway. And I know a lot of people just kind of were like, okay, I'm done with the MCU. But I will say, I recently, and I think with these new movies coming out too, it seems like they're back on track, and it seems like Marvel is becoming Marvel again. So we'll have to wait and see, but it's looking promising. But that's all for today's episode. As for other places you can find me on the internet, I already mentioned Simply Screen Reviews, my other podcast, anchor.fm/simplyscreenreviews. I did promise a review of Madam Web at some point next week on that podcast, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And then there's always new episodes Friday and Saturday. Friday it's a movie review, Saturday it's a series review. I reviewed Gossip Girl, so that episode will be out tomorrow if you want to hear that. And then Cultura Conversations, that's anchor.fm/culturaconversations if you want to give my other podcasts a listen. Kennedy C Media, give us a like on Facebook. That's where you get updates about this podcast and all of my other podcasts and projects and things. Simply Podcast Network on YouTube, that channel will have a playlist specifically dedicated to Simply Kennedy and playlists for all of my other podcasts as well. And it'll have bonus clips, bonus content, excerpts from the episodes, bloopers, all sorts of fun stuff there. And then Kennedy Castillo, that's KennedyCastillo, that's my personal YouTube channel. Lots of fun videos there. If you love this podcast, I know you'll love that channel, so make sure you go check that out. Also, if you want to put a face to my voice, you'll see my face everywhere on that channel. And then my blog is kennedycblog.com if you want to check that out as well. That'd be super cool. Other than that, we'll be back next Friday for more pop culture news. And once again, just another reminder, anchor.fm/kennedyc if you want to send a listener voice message. You can suggest things for me to talk about. You can talk about your opinion on things. I'll play your voice on the air unless you don't want me to. Just mention that and I won't. But yeah. Oh, and really quick, that announcement that I mentioned earlier, it's not neither positive nor negative, but it is something that I just need to address with you all. So this podcast, the host site is Anchor at .fm, Anchor FM, which recently was bought out by Spotify. Really, it's been a little over a year. And so it's now Spotify for podcasters. And we've always been able to offer music exclusively for Spotify listeners and do these musical episodes, which is what Monday Music Minute is. Unfortunately, though, they're making some changes now that they've been bought out and whatnot, and they really want to focus on just podcast-driven content, just purely voice and whatnot, video as well, but not music so much. So I will no longer be able to add music to episodes the way I previously was able to do on Spotify. So I have made the decision to end Monday Music Minute, and really it's not a decision, it's not exactly a choice. I have no choice. I don't have access to music anymore. I don't have the rights to it. So Monday Music Minute is officially ending. I'm sorry about that, but we will continue to have our Friday episodes, and I'm going to continue workshopping ideas and seeing what we can do. I want to be able to offer bonus things for listeners, and unfortunately I can't even do it on YouTube because I'll get copyrighted, but we're going to see what we can do. We're going to find some new fun things, some new fun segments, some alternatives that we can do, because this podcast has been going on for many years, and I think Fridays are great, but I think I can offer you a little bit more at some point during the week. So we're going to see what else we can offer that's not Monday Music Minute. But as of now, I just want to let you all know. I will do one final one coming up soon. I'll let you know in advance when that's going to be, but we'll do just our final Monday Music Minute. All right, well, that is today's episode of Simply Kennedy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch y'all next Friday. Simply Kennedy is part of the Simply Podcast Network. For more information about the Simply Podcast Network, visit simplypodcastnetwork.com.